Hello, this is Jody, and it's been months since my last audio boo. In fact, so long I don't remember the last time I did an audio boo. At the moment, I'm working through Natalie Goldberg's Wild Mind, Living the Writer's Life, reading the lovely little vignettes of writerly thought each morning, and then sitting down and free writing for 10 minutes before I sink in to do some creative writing and then move on to editing. It's a perfect way to really get grounded. Anyway, today I read section 20, which was a reading, and Natalie basically talks about how important it is that once we've written that we need to then read it out. And I like this bit that she says at the end. Flick over the page, that's what I'm looking for. She says, "I don't know quite what this reading aloud is about, but we tend to get swampy, thick with sludge when we write. We listen too much to the monkey mind. Reading aloud gives us an airing." So I've come here to read the small section that I've written today. This is the ongoing drama of trying to write my tiny dancer story. My prompt is Blue Jean Baby. So this is the new opening section of my story, The Legend of Indigo Harmon. One coffee. The insistent flick of a dog-eared manila folder. Two. Three more. Disconnection. A fourth. The hover of the waitress and the shake of her head. The distortion of reality, riding shotgun alongside the caffeine, the sinking realization of being stood up. Steph put away the folder without opening it to look at her photographs, dropping it into the battered canvas satchel. It didn't matter. At some point you grew up. Grew up and realized Dan Pepper was never stepping out of the lens of your camera and into the life like you imagined at 16. Time to let it go, sister. But a promise is a promise. Whose promise? The word of someone whose radar you haven't even hit. But the message? It said it was Dan. Really? What about the other promise? Well, if you believe that promise, but I have the photographs, the research. Or did you create the photographs and research? Self-fulfilling prophecy. But, arguing with herself, she should have known better than to order a fourth coffee. She put the empty glass on a $20 note, slung the satchel over her shoulder and stood, winding the red scarf around her neck. It was time to let it go, the entire 27 Forever Club, Dan Pepper. It was time to get on with just taking photographs. So, yes, that's my new... Oh, gosh, let's have a look. How many words do we have here? Okay, so it's down to 224 words, and I'm pretty happy with that. It's a very different style to what it was originally written in, thanks to some ideas that Devon Watson gave me about possession. So anyway, that's it over and out from me, and maybe I'll be back tomorrow to read some more. See you later. Bye.